so appreciated Tom Brady operates on several personal levels for me. A family level and an age level. If you'll excuse the digression, I chose in my 20s, as I was coming up in this business, to not have children. I married not my high school sweetheart, but my junior high sweetheart. And one reason we didn't make it was I knew she wanted kids. And I knew the deeper I got into my career, I just couldn't have kids. I am obsessed to this moment with what I'm doing right here, right now with you. I live for this. It's my whole life. It's my calling. It's not a job. It's my passion. It's what I was born to do and what I want to continue to do as long as my personal situation will allow it. I then, after that relationship ended, my first marriage, I had a longer term relationship with another woman. And in the end, she just had to have children. I said, I can't. I tried to get there and I couldn't get there. I just knew I was going to move up. That's how this business works. And I just knew that if I continue to work nights and weekends the way I do, obsessively, that I'd be a horrible father. I'd be as horrible a father as my father was for other reasons. I wasn't going to inflict that upon kids. Not fair, not worth it. No, I'm married to this. Then I met my wife, Ernestine, 17 years ago in New York City. On our first date, as she will attest, I said, hey, if this happens to go anywhere, I'm sorry, but I'm declaring myself up front. You'll always be number two to my job, which is my life, which is my passion. She was taken aback, but she said, okay, I got it. She'd like to say now she's become 1A, but only 1A to my obsession.
All right. Now, with that being said, it's yours truly, Mufasa Fashaw, coming to you live with another episode of Alphacology with my lovely young co-host here, Tashina. You're a co-host now. You're not even a guest. Because we just did a podcast together. Now you're just a co-host, all right? I'm the leader. You're the co-leader.
I'm the co-leader.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, you're pretty to look at. I give you that.
You need to tell them how you've been drinking?
No.
Yeah.
No. I had two drinks. That ain't nothing, fellas.
You had drinks.
I'm heavy-handed. So 2.5. My drinks are usually 2.5, 3.
4.
Man, whatever. But anyway, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I brought this topic up, right? Because I wanted to talk about what Skip Bayless said, right? And this guy put his career first. And it's been an uproar on social media about what he said. You know, some women who overvalue themselves really took offense to what he said. Some men took offense to what he said. Some men understood, right? So in this episode, we're going to talk about what Skip Bayless said, and then we're going to chop it up about ain't shit women. All right? First things first, do you want to say anything before I jump in?
About Skip Bayless?
Yes.
Okay, well, I haven't seen what social media is saying.
All right, good. This is pure. You're pure. All right, this is my take on Skip Bayless, right?
Okay.
What we talked about prior to this was...
Family upbringing. And its effect on relationships.
Right. So this is perfect. Because what... I don't know if you understood what he said. He didn't want to be a father just based on how
his father was.
Exactly. Childhood upbringing, right? We can't get mad at Skip about that because he don't know how to be a good father. He didn't see a role model. He didn't see somebody to show him how to do it. And I always say this. A woman can't teach a man how to be a man. He actually has to be shown how to be a man by a man. Because the way society and the world responds to you and your energy, you're a woman. You have feminine energy. They're going to respond to you differently than they respond to me. For example, if somebody called right now the police and they say it's a disturbance at this address where we at right now, the biggest threat when that police walk through the door, whether it's a woman or a man, I'm going to be the biggest threat. Yeah. All right. I just want you to know that. Yeah. What you mean? Eh.
Yeah. Well, until they run our name.
Don't argue semantics. Whether they run our names or not, I'm the biggest threat. Because they can see you physically. Because the first thing we have to look at is the surface level, which is the physical. Physically. Mm-hmm. They're going to see me more physically domineering, more physically imposing. So if it's a threat, they don't know who the threat is. I'm the first threat. I'm the first person they're going to try to get out of the way. All
right? Right.
Now you throw in other variables like, say you're crying, I'm not crying. They're going to see me even more as a threat. Mm-hmm. Right? So...
Or other variables.
Like, all right. Now, if I'm laying on the ground bleeding and they see you just up, standing over, now you're the biggest threat. Mm-hmm. But as long as I'm standing, breathing, or not bleeding, I'm a threat. So, I just threw that out there to show you society responds to the energy of a woman different from a man. That can have good or bad consequences. Just depends on how you look at it. We're not going that deep. But, bringing it back to Skip Bayless, he understood that, hey, my father didn't show me how to be a man. I didn't want to be like him. And that fucking sucks, right? Mm-hmm. You don't think that sucks?
It's unfortunate.
It sucks. All right? We're not going to play semantics. Mm-hmm. But Skip Bayless, knowing what he knows, I don't understand his background information. Maybe he had a couple crazy relationships. But at some point in his life, he said, you know what? This is my purpose. I'm going to make this important. And any woman who wants to deal with me got to understand this is important. Now, his purpose, I don't know what his purpose was. I don't think he did a good job at it. Maybe he does do a good job at it. He does a good job at pissing me off because he has bad takes on sports, period. Any man who listens to this show, who watch sports, they're going to tell you Skip Bayless really frustrates them. So maybe his purpose was just being horrible at his job. Horrible at his job. You don't understand because you don't really watch sports. But
I don't even know who he is.
His purpose is like to dick ride LeBron James and not dick ride LeBron James, but dick ride Tom Brady. That's his purpose. Hey, this guy loves Tom Brady. This guy he bragged about this on ESPN, First Take and all that. If LeBron is playing and I have a date planned, I cancel my date. Would you like it if a man canceled his date to watch LeBron James play?
LeBron James or Tom Brady?
Both of them. Either.
Anything other than his mother's dying, yeah, I'll be upset.
God damn. All right. So anyway.
Being honest.
But now I don't want to go too deep into... To Skip Bayless, but mm-hmm. He's an honest man. He said he told the woman who is his wife that this comes first. Watching Tom Brady play or LeBron James play comes first. So whatever we got planned, if they plan, you need to plan it around them. Is that wrong? Is that toxic? What is that?
That word toxic is so...
Well, okay, it's not toxic. Listen, is it wrong? If a man is telling you the truth, is it wrong?
It's not wrong if he's telling you up front, because then you have the decision to deal with it or not.
Okay. So if that woman signed up for that job, because I do think relationships are a job.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
So if she signed up for that job, is it wrong?
No.
All right, cool. I'll just make sure we on the same page. Mm-hmm. This is why you on the show. Okay? Because you don't...
They're going to be thinking I'm a yes man.
It ain't... Fuck what they think.
I think a little differently. I honestly, when I watched it, when you sent it to me and I watched it, because I didn't... Like I said, I don't know who he is. I never heard of the situation. But I agree with everything he said.
Now, this is my second point. Most women... I understand what the fuck Skip Bayless is talking about more than men. And I'm going to tell y'all why in a minute. Why you think women would agree with Skip Bayless to put their career first besides building a family?
I wouldn't say I agree with that part.
Okay, see, this way you fucked me up. But this, it's cool though. It's cool though. It's cool though.
I don't agree with putting my career before my family.
Would you put your career before your family?
No. Because that job will replace me in a heartbeat. I can't replace my family. I don't think he's putting his job before his family.
He is. I think he has knows... no kids. Right. He purposely had no kids.
Right, so there is no family to put the job in front of.
So his legacy relies on ESPN and First Take and Fox. That's his
decision.
Well, his legacy really relies on Disney because Disney owns both of them. But we're not going to get into that.
You just went deeper than rap. But, yeah, I mean, that's how he chose to live his life. Some people decide to have children, some people don't. For whatever reasons. I feel like he... did the right thing by letting them know the women, his wives, up front, I don't want to have kids. And see, the problem with his first wife is she thought she could change him. When someone says something to you, you need to take heed of that and don't think you're going to change a person. Something that drastic. Someone tells you, I don't want to have kids. You're like, I want kids, so I'm going to change your mind. It's not going to work out. That's not like saying, oh...
This is sound advice coming from a woman. This is rare, fellas.
You're terrible. You are terrible. I mean, it's... You see, he's with his now wife, and they have an understanding. And it's well for them. It works well for them.
All right. So, if it works well for them... Mm-hmm. This is what I want to say to the men. When you tell a woman the truth, and she accepts it, that's the beginning of a great relationship. All right? If you don't do that, you're not telling the truth. So she's accepting the lie you told. It's a horrible beginning for a relationship. So don't do that. That's not alpha. What I'm saying to you is, you see how focused Skip Bayless is on his purpose. His purpose was to give the sports takes, the horrible sports takes he does. His purpose was to make sure he analyze and evaluate Tom Brady to the fullest, LeBron James to the fullest. And guess what? It's working out for him. He makes a lot of money talking about those two athletes. He makes a lot of money talking about sports. Mm-hmm. She sucks at boxing. But that's neither here nor there. But I always thought what he said when he came out with this, it was a couple weeks. It was about a week ago. All right. And when Tom Brady retired. And I was like, he has a point that a man should focus on his purpose. Clear. I think... In my heart of hearts, he's happy with his result in life. Mm-hmm. He's doing his shows. He's making enough money to make a living for him and his wife. Everything's going smooth. He has peace somewhere in his life, right? Whether what the contracts say or whatever. He has peace. So I like where this is going. So my thing is, how did he get to that? Because I know for a fact he did not grow up thinking, I'm going to put my career first. He just didn't do that. I don't know if somebody told him to do that. I don't know where it went wrong, but I know one thing he said. His father was a horrible father. His father was a horrible father, and he wanted to put his career first. Mm-hmm. As an alpha male, you want to put your purpose, your career first. You want to build your legacy. But nobody's going to carry your legacy on better than a human being would. You get what I'm saying? ESPN will carry your legacy on until somebody bigger or better than you come around. You don't want to rely on a corporation to carry your legacy. You want to rely on people that you created or your DNA line. That's what I want the fellas to understand. So it's important to establish a family and then establish your legacy. So one of your purposes in life would have to be creating a family. Some of us already did that. Like me, I already did that. Mm-hmm. Right? I already have 2 kids. But the thing is, that's the hard work. He don't know how to do the hard work. The hard work is investing in your child. He don't think he could have did that because he never had somebody to show him that. And that's my whole point. A woman can't raise a man. A man has to do that. A man has to put the time in to show a man what to do and how to carry on the legacy. Right? Mm-hmm. Women, little girls, let's say girls will carry on your bloodline. Men carry on your legacy. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, that's why it's so important for a man to have a boy. It ain't no pressure on y'all fellas. If y'all don't want to have no kids, y'all ain't got to have no kids. Oh, y'all don't want to have no boys? Right. Y'all ain't got to have no boys. I'm going to try. Not right now, though. But anyway, I just want to see your take. That's my perspective on what he was talking about. It was on a deeper level than what you were expecting. But I do think somewhere along the line, he was like, fuck this. These bitches ain't shit. But I digress.
Yeah, please digress.
Because we got ain't shit women coming up right next. So don't even
okay. But I don't see how ain't shit women resonates with him. And because we're talking about.
He had to run through ain't shit ass women.
Ain't shit daddy. He probably ain't shit.
No, he put his career first. That don't make you ain't shit.
No, I'm saying he probably is. And if you feel like he's ran past some ain't shit women.
Okay, let's say he's not ain't shit and he ran past some ain't shit women. What he said, is that bad?
Ain't shit women or a good woman, what he said isn't bad. Because it would have been bad if he had children and not have raised them.
Do you think women should follow his blueprint?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean follow his blueprint?
Where he put his career first and his wife second.
I think people should do what they feel is best for them. No.
If you have a baby that comes out of your body, mm-hmm. No matter what do you pick, you should never, ladies, you should never, ever, ever, ever put your career first. 2 reasons. That's not natural order of things. Oh. And if you live in America, you have a government and government assistance.
But who wants to rely on that?
The government is your boyfriend at that point.
I have a former coworker she's a woman. She decided not to have children. So essentially, she has her career. She put her career first. She has her properties and all the land.
So this is what brings... You know what? Keep going. My bad.
She decided not to have children because she has sickle cell. She's sick. She doesn't want to put her children through that. She does not want to pass that trait to her children.
Do you consider her an ancient woman?
Her? No. Yeah.
All right, cool. Because that's the next topic.
It is. Ancient women. You know what really grinds my gears? Like, ancient women getting a good man.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Let's go.
They don't deserve it.
Let's go straight to the topic. Ancient women.
They don't deserve them. Oh, ancient women. What's the girl? Brittany Renner.
I like her.
Oh, because you ain't shit.
No, that's not. That's not why. She's honest. She's honest. You know what she's here for. She here for business. She here to use your prowess or whatever you earn to get her to the next level or to make her money. She's not. If you get played by Brittany Renner, you're a loser. You're a loser. You're a loser. You got played. You weren't as smart as you thought. You weren't as alpha as you thought. But if, let's say if I was a big shot, big time, and Brittany Renner came, or I shot my shot at her, and now we dating, I'm going to tell her straight up, like, look, this is what we doing. We going to make money because my platform, your platform, let's get the people going, let's get a couple checks, and let's move on.
Is she going to trap you with a baby?
She's not going to trap me with a baby because two things I'm going to do. I'm going to strap up or I'm going to tell her, hey, get on birth control. If she don't want to do that, then we could just have the fake relationship.
Why don't you go on birth control?
I don't like where this is going.
How you going to tell a woman to get on birth control? You can have men birth control now.
I don't give a damn. I'm not doing that.
You know the funny thing about ancient women? Men love ancient women.
So why do they love Brittany Renner so much? She got a pretty face. She got fat ass. Mm-hmm. Slim thick.
Exactly.
That thing looks soft too. Mm-hmm. I ain't never touched it, but it looks soft. Mm-hmm. Right? But she's probably
a good time.
If you focused on your purpose, you're not ruining your purpose. You're not ruining your life for that girl. You know she's a liability. She's just a fun time. She's just a fun time. That's not a woman you build with. She never even claimed. That's why I say I like her. She never claimed to be a woman you build with.
You like her.
Hey, I like women that tell the truth. That don't bullshit. Mm-mm-mm. I do. I respect it. Don't mean I'm finna wife you or think highly of you. I ain't say that. I say I just like you. You tell the truth. I know what I'm getting with you. We can make a business deal. Don't play me. Then you're not gonna play with me.
So let me ask you a question. What do you consider an ancient woman?
A woman who lies. A woman who lies. A Jezebel. A woman Jezebel. Who tried. A woman who tried to ruin your life because she don't like where you're going with your life. Because it don't fit into her role. So you'll have a lot of women who will try to destroy you just based on what you stand for. Just based on she can't control you. A controlling woman will always be a Jezebel here in Alphacology land. Right, so when you got a controlling ass woman, you got to really just drop everything you could do and run away. Some dudes, they don't know that woman controlling until it's too late. You get what I'm saying? So the signs of that, like I say, Brittany Renner is a Jezebel, but you could still use Jezebels, hoes, anything to. They got pros and cons. You could use them to get to the top. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to get too deep into that. But how she played the last man she was with like a fiddle. It was just like, bro, what you doing?
He was young.
I don't give a damn. Like, if I was a ball player and I ran into you and you was like, ooh, they're an athlete. They're dumb. I'm going to make money off athletes. You think I would take you seriously? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. No matter how good your game is. And she's smooth, too. Mm-hmm. I heard her talk. She's smooth. She's smooth. But at the end of the day, what you put on the internet, like, if she was... She's still not the smoothest. Because there's motherfuckers out there that could get your ass gone.
Right.
Right? But she let you, that's why I like her. She let you know what she is. A lot of women have hidden agendas. A lot of women have 5, 6, 7, 8 year plans for athletes.
Not just athletes. Are you familiar with Marjorie Harvey?
Who's that?
Steve Harvey's wife?
No, tell me. Tell me. Tell me!
Well, talk about ancient women. Marjorie, she's very beautiful. When we're done, I'll show you a picture of her. Slim, thick, hazel eyes.
Right. Right, and, right. Steve Harvey's a simp, though, but keep going.
Oh! So, when she was young, she got married. Right. Very young, to a drug dealer.
So she was bad. And she was bad.
Things did not go well with them, and I think he went to jail, and she ended up marrying his cousin.
Mm.
And something happened with them, no longer together. Years later, she runs into Steve Harvey at a show, and he pointed her out.
Stop. Stop. Stop right there.
Pause.
I said stop.
Pause.
I don't want no pause.
Pause.
We're going to stop it right here. If I'm a drug dealer's cousin and I go to, you know, the cousin go to jail and she married me, that's scandalous right there.
What you mean?
That is scandalous.
The cousin was a drug dealer too.
It don't matter. He went to jail and you married me, you married him. Divorce him. He went to jail. Now, I went to jail, or he went to jail, and now you married me. That's scandalous. I don't. Keep going. Go with the story.
So, years later, she runs with Steve Harvey at a show, and he gets on stage, and he tells her, he's seen her walking past in the crowd, and he's like, I'm going to marry you. And essentially, that's what he did. And not only did he marry her, he adopted her kids, i.e. Lori Harvey, Ain't Shit Jr. This woman and all her scandalous activities is the reason why Steve Harvey lost his show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's the reason why. And when it all came out.
You got to tell me more offline, but
it all came out, and she was implicated in some of the crimes, and they were looking into her. Steve Harvey's associated with her, the network. Got him. And yeah, I mean,
Steve Harvey is what I call a textbook simp.
You are so mean.
He's a textbook simp. He has the worst book for women ever called Think Like a Man. I don't even want to get into that. But fellas, if y'all want a real book called Alpha Male Rules to Live By, that's for you fellas. Steve Harvey.
To be found where?
On Amazon. On Amazon.
Okay. You got to put that out there too.
Yeah, on Amazon. And the beautiful part about it is, Sheena here helped me publish my book a little bit.
Boom, boom, bam.
Don't even do all that. Don't
boom, boom, bam. Son.
Don't do all the boom, boom, bam. Mm-hmm. You don't get the boom, boom, bam. Boom, yet. Boom.
We're still waiting on my 25%.
Anyways. So.
Ancient women are winning is the moral of the story. I'm trying to be a city girl and not be shit either.
It's too late.
What you mean?
You're not like that. You're not.
I could try.
You can.
I could try.
You could be good at it probably.
Maybe, but I think so. I think I'm cute. I get away with it.
Yeah, so you gonna marry cousins?
No.
You gonna leave one cousin for the other cousin, and then
exactly. If one of those cousins will make it so I don't have to work anymore, maybe.
All right. So y'all see this? This is called hypergamy. Hypergamy, fellas. This is hypergamy in real life, and I ain't even gonna sit up here and get mad at her. I'm gonna embrace it. This ain't Fresh and Fit podcast, by the way. We understand hypergamy. You're going to marry and get with the best man available. Yes or no?
Available?
Yeah, the best man available.
Out of what I have, my selection? Yeah.
If your man on level 2 and you can get a man on level 5.
Or 7 or 8 or 10, yes.
All right, cool. So, with that being said, which brings me back to Skip Bayless. He focused on the levels, not the woman.
How you get that?
You never lose money chasing your purpose. You only lose woman money chasing women. It ain't nothing wrong with that. You didn't do anything wrong. You're supposed to do that. As a man, I understand women want the best man available. If they could get the best man available, so help you God, that's what they're gonna do. But the best man available, check this out, ain't always gotta be the man with the most money. It's the man that can make her feel a certain way. Good and bad.
Yeah.
If I could put you on top of the world, like I said, put you on top of the world, put you in hell, you're gonna stay right there. Cause guess what? At the end of the day, at some point in a woman's life, she gonna realize money and all that shit ain't worth it. Especially if you got a man that's decently providing for you. It ain't gotta be super, super duper like lavish, but he's giving you a lifestyle where you ain't gotta really worry about shit, and he knows how to manipulate those emotions to make you feel at the top of the world. Your ass ain't going nowhere. Steve Harvey could come through, simp ass, and buy you all type of shit. Your ass ain't going nowhere. But only motherfuckers who could pull that off is usually alpha males.
So I just wanna take some, like, I'm reviewing the minutes from this discussion. And what you're saying is that women should or would take the brokey over...
Hell no. I got two daughters. I would never tell them...
The alpha brokey over the sick...
Hell no.
Baller.
What is broke?
What is broke?
If I could sit there and pay for this whole... Let's say we in a four-bedroom house and I could pay for the whole bedroom. Full bedroom house with or without you. Let's say without you.
Mm-hmm.
Am I broke?
No.
All right. But
you're not as rich as the simp.
All right. So what is simp rich guy can do for you that I can't?
He could buy me a lot.
He could buy you a lot.
Jets. Take you to the moon.
Take you to the moon.
Whatever I want.
Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's the point?
To live those experiences.
To live those experiences. Mm-hmm. What's important?
Okay, you're going too deep.
What's important?
What's
important? A man that can make you feel like you want to feel, right? Mm-hmm. What about if he hitting that spot?
Mm-hmm.
The simp ain't hitting that spot, though.
The simp
remember?
Typically, they don't.
Yeah, that's why they got to do all that extra shit.
Yeah, they got to make up for it.
So go
areas.
Ahead. Go ahead and tell it. Because that's a part of how I pergamy.
Let me tell you.
That's a part of how I pergamy, too. Where a woman feels y'all like to feel shit. Mm-hmm. That's very important for y'all. So you can have all this money. I done seen dudes call my phone who make $30,000-$40,000 a year. Call my phone and say, "It's just no matter what I could do, I brought her this, I brought her that, and she still don't want me."
Cause you're broke. $30,000-$40,000. That's not a lot.
That is a lot.
$30,000-$40,000
after taxes. That's a lot. That's a lot. What you want, a billionaire?
I want a guy to make more money than me.
You make $40,000 a month?
You said a month or a year?
A month.
Oh, where they
a
at?
A month.
Where they?
Don't worry about that. Answer my goddamn question.
But that's what I said. Typically, those men who are even dish that kind of cash... It's not like that. You see, the problem with us women, we be wanting Russells to act like Future. And Futures to act like Russell.
So, and let me ask you this. Like, since you went to Russell, this is ain't shit women question. Because this was...
I like Sierra, don't do it.
This is the really ain't shit. If Future acted a little bit like Russell, mm-hmm. would she be with Russell?
No. Hell no.
See, Sierra ain't shit woman. I told y'all.
I like her. Don't do that. Don't do that. I like her.
She had to take Russell. Was Russell her first choice?
Russell was not her first
choice. All right, then. I don't want to hear nothing else. I want to hear shit else. I don't think Russell was the first alpha male in the motherfucker life.
I think Russell's who she settled with.
You lucky if you run into three alpha males. You lucky if you run into three. Four, you're special. But anyway, the other dudes, right now, at this point in your life, you need to wrestle with her.
I don't want to wrestle. Wrestle.
Yes, the fuck you do. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why you want to wrestle with her. Because you want nice cars, nice house,
but I could
nice
clothes,
nice this, nice that. But you don't. You're not going to have that that energy that you need.
The future energy.
The future energy. You're just not going to have that.
Future by his bitches APs.
It don't matter.
What I would like.
You know for a fact which one better, right? Let me ask you this. You sleep with both Russell Wilson and Future. Which one you think will give you a better time in the bedroom? Which one you think will give you a better time in the bedroom? Russell or Future?
It depends.
All right, bet. Say less.
It depends.
Y'all know the answer to that question.
I think Russell
y'all know the answer to that question.
More. Like
Sierra, free yourself, Sierra.
Not don't say
that. Free yourself.
I think all Russell right. may do a lot more like foreplay and stuff like that, but I think Future just because of his history,
you're gonna touch the bottom of your soul.
He don't gotta do much to get it where it gotta go.
Exactly.
I think.
All right.
And I'm gonna tell. He just has a whole
and I'm gonna tell you why.
Swagger about him. That's just like.
I'm gonna tell you why.
That nigga.
I don't care what you say.
It ain't shit, but
it's more women that want Future than Russell Wilson.
I agree.
All right, then.
I agree.
It's called competition anxiety. All right. The more women that want to fuck you, the more she wants to fuck you. Okay. You want to be the guy that all the women love and all the guys want to be. And Russell Wilson is not that guy.
He's not.
He's not. Let's be honest.
It's not giving.
He's a good.
It's not giving.
Hey.
It's
hey.
Not giving.
It's called masculinity.
Everybody be asking for this
hold
prayer.
Hold on. You want to know what the real secret is? It's called masculinity.
He lacks that.
He lacks that. It's called, I don't give a fuck if you leave or you go. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if
like
you leave.
Looks like the one that cries.
Or you go. Because guess what? As soon as you leave, somebody's going to take your place.
That's big dick energy.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I have that. A lot of guys have. I ain't going to say a lot. A lot of guys don't have that. Because when I do my podcast and I do my consultation, I'm like, man, I still love her, man. I still love her. I don't know what to do. How can I get her back? I'm like, get her back.
With some simps.
Yeah. That's hot.
It's okay.
Hold on, this record. That's how I make my money. But listen,
I gotta feed you and stop.
But it's a mental thing though, because any man could tap into the alpha male mindset and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna leave." Well, all right, bitch, leave.
Right.
I'm gonna still be good. I'm gonna still right. make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month, whether you here or not, bitch.
Right.
I'll just go get a new bitch.
And that's right? when a girl goes like, "So you really gonna let me leave?" Right.
Right. So. And then now the. Anyway, I was gonna say not a pussy boy, but anyway, they don't understand that. So it's a lot of cats out there that could be broke as a joke and don't care, and a woman's gonna focus on that, like, cause that's where the validation at. Now, some women are above that, smarter than that.
Me,
Brittany Renner's of the world, Yules of the world.
Don't you know, put us together.
I'm not putting y'all. I'm not trying to. No disrespect. I'm not trying to put y'all together. I'm not saying you're a gold digger, but you know your worth. Mm-hmm. And so you don't care who give you your worth as long as you get your worth. Now, you might want to get your worth from Future, but you know that shit's going to be harder than getting your worth from a Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just want you to understand that. It's pros and cons. Cons to this game, but I tell men all the time, if you're not where you want to be in life, you don't really have time to be stressing over the woman. So most guys who hear me like, oh my God, she, how can I get her back? I'm like, are you where you want to be in your life? He's like, no. So why the fuck you worried about her? Why you worried about her? That's all I'm going to tell you. I give you the rest of the game later.
Not the rest of the game.
The rest of the game later. But it's always better to get with a woman who you could stir up. If that makes sense.
What
makes
you mean?
When she feels like she has competition anxiety, where she feels super special. I done made women, all right, put it like this. I done made women feel super special, and all I paid was $25,
$35.
What you did? So, for example, when I was broke, and, you know, I'm a special guy. I shouldn't even be telling these niggas this. But went to Michael's, got some canvases, right? Mm-hmm. I already had a telescope. I took this girl on a date, and we went on the roof of my house, and we took the canvases up there, and we painted pictures of the sky.
You must sling some good dick to make a bitch go on the roof.
This is before she even got the dick. That's what made her want
the
dick.
How you
but
get on the roof? It's crazy. But go ahead.
I just said, but it was something different. I'm like, you ever did a painting sip? Oh, let's get on the roof. And she was like, oh, I never did that. I'm used to do it. I'm like, well, do something different. If you don't like it, we can get off the roof and you can go home. She never got off the roof. Head on the roof. Anyway.
I was just about to ask, you hit on the roof? Terrible.
But even then, it was a good experience. She still talk about that experience. Like, man, I can't believe we was on the roof of your apartment. And we was looking at the stars. It was a full moon.
You had a ladder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a ladder and all that shit. So, and that shit was just me trying to do something different. Then I had another date where I said, you ever woke up 6 a.m. in the morning and go watch the sunrise? Not sunset. Sunrise. And she was like, no, that's weird. I'm like, I'm a weirdo. So I told her, I'm like, fuck it, I'm a weirdo. Come just do this with me. You'll see the sunrise. And I had a place at the beach, right, where there was a lot of seagulls at. Like, and they just, they don't fly away. If you don't run, they don't fly. If you just walk, they just move out of the way. So it's just full of seagulls, and we just walking through the seagull, and they just moving out of the way while we just, and then while we just watched her. She loved the shit. Okay. To this day, she married, and she still texts me about the shit.
Oh, so she ain't shit. Ah, you like it.
She's not.
You like it.
She liked it to the point where, where's that spot? She texted me like a year ago, like, where's that spot we went to where it was a bunch of seagulls?
That is equivalent to do it like this, like how my ex did it, hit that spot. That's trifling. She ain't shit.
Have you ever made love in, surrounded by a bunch of seagulls? Yes,
I fucked
no
on the beach with the nasty bird shit?
Nah. Around a bunch of seagulls.
No.
All right, dude. Till you did that, don't say anything. But it's fucked up, though.
Sounded very sand and pussy like.
We had a towel, but I wouldn't. But the thing is, I didn't plan to do that. She just was so taken by it. You know what I'm saying?
You fed her?
No, nothing.
Can't do it. You gotta feed me. Can't do it.
Nothing. I just wanted to.
Like,
I just want.
Beach.
Is it not? Let me ask you this though. But is I it pull. Not a? Is it not a new experience? Somebody
sounds
ever
like a hungry experience.
Stop playing.
I personally, I like, that's something I like to do. I like to watch the sunrise on the beach. Usually when I'm on vacation.
Okay, that's what I wanted to, like.
It is a nice experience.
But she kept talking about the seagulls and how they were surrounding us. So, but she liked the sunrise too. Mm-hmm. And she still talk about that. Like, is that spot still there? I'm like, nah, they actually built around that spot, so it's not there.
Okay, do you feel like she was wrong for asking you that when she was married?
No.
Well, you ain't shit too.
I'm the shit. You the shit. I'm the shit. Let me tell you something. Because nobody can't duplicate what the fuck I do.
Okay, no. How would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot?
If he did it, it's still not Greg.
Right, okay.
It's still not me. It's still not Mufasa Fashion. All
right, Mufasa Fashion.
You know what I'm saying? It's still not me. If a guy take you to the roof and say, hey, let's paint a picture of the sky, mm-hmm. of the full moon, mm-hmm. it's still not them. It's me.
I get it.
I could take plenty of other females and do that.
Trust me, I feel the same way. I can give you the recipe, but it will never taste like mine. I get it.
What it tastes like?
You toxic. All right. How would you feel if you're in a, not when we say marriage, but you're in a relationship with marriage, and you look at your wife's phone and you see her asking her ex about the spot he took her to? Would you even worry about that nigga for? Would you communicate with that nigga?
Why am I looking through my wife's phone? Why would I care?
You should care what your wife is doing.
Maybe she was trying to take him to that spot.
Look at you fucking justifying the ain't shitness. Yeah.
Why are you attacking me on my own show? That's the thing. I don't know what... I'm not going... First of all, if you feel the need to go through a phone...
No, it's taken away from the actual question. Listen,
if you feel the need to go through a phone, that is not the woman for you. Okay. Just leave.
You couldn't be going through. You could see glimpses. You're like, damn, who the fuck is Ed? Let me see who Ed is. You ain't never mentioned Ed before. Oh, she asked him where that spot was. Then they went on the beach with some fucking seagulls. Like, what's she doing all that for? You would feel away. Come on, that shit is trifling.
I would not feel away. Because I wouldn't be in a marriage where a woman make me feel away.
That wouldn't make you feel away?
I wouldn't be in a marriage that a woman makes me feel away.
So what would make you feel away?
Get back in the kitchen.
Get back
in the motherfucking kitchen. Stop texting this motherfucker. I'll be like, why are you texting Ed?
Exactly.
Get your ass back in the kitchen. You ain't going to no goddamn beach.
And it will be like Tina Turner in that limo scene all day. Talking about some get back in the kitchen.
Or better yet, I'll be like, you know what? Just go with Ed.
Get your ass out there in that car. Go get me an oil change. How about that?
Just go with Ed. Go with Ed. Do your thing. Mate, when you get back here, all your bags will be packed. That's it. That is it. That's how we doing that.
You packing her shit up. Can't kick her out of the house.
I'm gonna just do like Skip Bayless and be like, you're 1B. My career is 1A.
His career was 1. I would punch a nigga in his throat. He said his career was okay.
See, that's why you got that shoulder tattoo right there. That's why you got a shoulder. See? Fellas, I'm gonna give you. Listen, don't date no girl from Florida. They like to fight. Okay, I never met a woman from Florida that did not like to fight. All right.
That's so, what being I really means. Being I.
I can't believe you said it. Go ahead.
wait. You gotta wrap it up. Hey. Time.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta wrap it up. All right, so check this out, man. If y'all enjoyed the podcast, man, I chop it up sometime, man. I don't always be super serious, but I do like, you know, interactions, man. Mufasa_Fashaw@IG. If you want to hit me up, if you want to have any contact with Miss Tashina, just hit me up, man. I'll let you know. My consultations, man, go ahead to alphacology.com to book you a consultation. I chopped it up, man. I honestly love it. All right. Shout out to Stone. I don't know who Stone is, but I'm gonna find out. But he had a $120 Cash App donation. I appreciate it, man. We're here to be the most alpha versions of ourselves. I just wanted y'all to get on this podcast and listen to the young lady right from the horse's mouth. We talk about hypergamy all the time. Right from the horse's mouth, I'm telling y'all, man, be the most alpha version of yourself, man. Shout out to everybody who listen, to all my supporters. Like I always say, this is not tea, it's protein. Peace out.